There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Hey everyone, I'm Joni Wolfswinkel, entrepreneur and now published author. I've been running property management companies now for the last decade or so in actually a few different markets in Houston, Texas and in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And about 5 years ago, I actually, we started to gain traction and scale our business, we found a need, you know, we needed additional help in our property management company to kind of do the back end stuff such as lease renewals, new leases, you know, contacting tenants, all those good things. And so, you know, as you're starting off in business, you don't have a whole lot of working capital, right? And so we found a solution, and our solution was hiring remote team members to kind of help us with the back end of, you know, some of the tasks. And so we hired our first virtual assistant, remote team member, about 5 years ago. And since, I think we now have about 20. You can see them all on my screen here. Say hi, everyone. They actually have been a great asset to our team and has been a huge success for us. And so what we're doing is we're actually helping property management companies like ourselves to be able to scale their business as well. So I have my remote team members here with me today. I just want to interview them, ask them some questions. And I wanted to start with, you know, our longest remote team member, Jay. Jay, how's it going, Jay?
I'm good. Thank you. How are you, Joni, today?
I'm awesome. So, Jay, thank you so much for joining us. And I wanted you to kind of tell our listeners here today what intrigued you about True Work Logistics and why you chose our company.
It is actually my first time to work from home because before I was working in a BPO industry for like 9 years. Mm-hmm. Then I decided to work from home because I think it's time for me to like have more time with myself, with my family and with my dogs. So I decided to like look for a company that could hire someone that can possibly work from home. Then I got this company, Real Property Management Preferred, back in October 2016. Mm-hmm. And I'm working there as a leasing coordinator. And I'm still here and I'm happy.
Well, I'm so glad you're still here and that you're happy because, I mean, you know, without hiring you and taking that next step, you know, we may not be where we're at today. So we appreciate what you've done for us. What sets us apart from maybe some of the other companies out there that you worked for?
Maybe the treatment with the employees, especially us remote team members, since we're not in the office, we don't feel like different when it comes to meeting and when it comes to their treatment or to your treatment with from the boss to your colleagues. You will feel like you're like in a family. You will not feel like you will not feel shy to ask questions because, you know, everyone is willing to help. And that's how family works. Everyone will be helping you whenever you need something. And that's RPM is, you know, they will treat you like a family. Like from whatever needed that you have, they're always there to help you out.
Thank you, Jay, for that. I mean, yeah, well, you hit it right there. You know, it's all about the company and the culture. And, you know, if you are surrounded by a great culture, you know, we're, like you said, we're family oriented, you know, work together as a team. You know, something unique, we have our morning huddles every morning, right? Every morning at 9:38, our entire organization kind of huddles in. It's kind of like the most important 15 minutes of the day because, you know, you're in the Philippines. We have, you know, some remote team members in Mexico. And so part of it is that we want, you know, to stay close together. And so that 15 minutes really does make a difference, wouldn't you say?
That is correct. And I also like about us having trainings during Thursday, like our customer service roundup, that helps us as well to improve our customer service approach, especially now that we're dealing with customers, tenants, and owners. So that helps us to, you know, flourish our customer services skills to be the best version of ourselves when it comes to servicing these customers.
That's awesome. Yeah. So just going through that a little bit. So we actually have our customer service experience. We do that every Thursday, where all the remote team members kind of zoom in, and it's just a workshop. Each Thursday, you know, a team member will kind of lead it, and it might be showing appreciation or, you know, maybe how to deal with a difficult client. And so, yeah, having those workshops really, really does help. The overall team.
Really, it is.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jay. I'm going to move on to Draven. Hey, Draven, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Mrs. Wolfswinkel.
Awesome. Well, I'm happy that you're here with us today. And I kind of want to ask you the same question. So, you know, what intrigued you to work with us, and talk a little bit about the company and the culture?
Sure. Before I came on board with Real Property Management Preferred, I was teaching. I was teaching English, it's all I knew for maybe I could say 8 or 9 years. So I got a message from Christian asking if I was interested in working for RPM. And, you know, I had to get a little bit more information since I was a bit unfamiliar, you know, as to what RPM did. he explained it, and it brought me back to, you know, when my family was into the whole, you know, property management thing. My mom was an apartment manager for many years, and the whole family just worked alongside her. So it's something I was very familiar with, but I always felt like I wanted to learn more from it. So I seized the opportunity. I gave up 8 or 9 years worth of teaching to, you know, learn something new, learn a new trade, learn a new career, and you know, to talk a little bit about the company. I like a key term that Jay touched, which was family, I also believe that it's something that I'm very comfortable with RPM. They've always treated me like family. From the very beginning, you, Mrs. Wolfswinkel, you always approached me, you know, to ask me if I needed any help, if I had any concerns about, you know, anything at all. And you've been a great mentor to me, and this whole time that I've been working for you guys, it's just a great company to work for, and I'm very proud to be a team member for RPM.
Well, Draven, thank you for that. That means a lot because, you know, we value everyone in this company. And I'm going to tell a little story because a couple months ago, we were hit with a pretty big storm here in Texas. It was an Arctic freeze. It had never happened before, but you know, we had some winter weather that came in through Houston, and our office staff here in Houston couldn't get to the office. I mean, there were phone lines down, all that stuff. And without you guys, our remote team members, being available, we would have not been able to get through that event. And so, you know, you guys, for the most part, led the company. And because we're family oriented and close knit, like, you guys stepped up to the plate without a hesitation. And so I am extremely grateful for all you, you know, stepping to the plate when it came to that. So Draven, thank you so much for your input. Really appreciate you. And Draven, why don't you tell us what you do for the company?
Sure. I'm a customer service representative assistant. So I like to consider myself like the emergency contact for the investors. So whenever they're not able to reach a customer service representative, I'm usually the person that they will talk to. So I like to consider myself like that support system for them. So in case that, you know, an owner needs help with maybe a question on their statement, or maybe a maintenance repair that they're not familiar with and they want a little more information on, I assist them with that, and I have a great team to back me up with the information that I need help with.
Awesome. So you nailed it right there, support system. And that's really, you know, having our customer service team. I mean, this is, as I mentioned before, there's a lot of moving parts in this business, and communication is key to making all of this work. And you're that communication piece. So we really appreciate you and play a huge role in this company. So thank you, Draven. Awesome. So next up, I have Alondra, and I always say that Alondra's kind of my, she can do everything. She also stepped up to the storm and helped us with some insurance claims. She's helped me in business development. Alondra, you've been awesome as well. Kind of tell us a little bit about yourself. What intrigued you about the company and culture?
Thank you. Well, I think like any mom can relate to what I am about to say. I, you know, when you're a mom, you just lack time. You don't have that much time to, you know, catch buzz. And especially right now with everything going on with COVID, it was just hard finding that time for myself to provide, you know, economically to the family and still take care of my daughters. So this was the perfect opportunity, not only to, you know, grow as a person, but also to be there for my girls. I mean, we can, they're not here in the same room with me, but they're just a few steps away being taken care of by somebody I trust. So, I mean, it was just awesome being able to find a place to work where like Jay and Draven, and I'm sure every single VA can say that, you know, we are a family, and it's just very comfortable and warming to be here.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you talked a little about a little bit about the growth part of it. And I kind of want to touch on that a little bit, because you're right in that. And we want to, everybody in this organization, we want you guys to, you know, grow as leaders, right? That's what helps us in excel and move to bigger, better things, right? And so that's one thing too, is that we have, I think our next book, does anybody know what that next book's called?
It was How to Get Rich, or I forget the full title. How to Be Rich, right?
Yeah. So my point with that is that we're always, you know, reading books together, learning together, so we can really grow ourselves. So I'm glad you brought up that point, Alondra. I think that's a great point there. So thank you for that. And you've also been extremely awesome and willing to step up whenever needed. So thank you. And then last up, so by building a solid company and culture, we're able to hire elite candidates, as you can see, and retain top talent. Not only that, but our winning corporate culture has been shown to improve the levels of our virtual assistants' engagement, productivity, and performance, right? So Christian Hedetta is actually our head of recruiting. Hey, Christian, where are you at?
Hey, Joni, how you doing?
Awesome. I'm doing well, thanks. So why don't you tell our listeners here, how do we train and hire such skilled remote team members?
Well, it's a process that I am lucky enough to handle. I start off by more than anything, it starts off with our current VAs that do a great job of sending in resumes of people, a lot of the time friends or family of their own, that they feel would fit the culture that we have, the type of work environment that we have. So I take a look at those resumes and consider those closer than any, because they already, the VAs that we have now working, know what we expect, how it is. So they're good with picking out who can come in and work just the same as they do. After I get those resumes, I go through an interview process where really the things that I look for are eagerness to work, that hardworking attitude, that they have this computer skills, obviously, to handle the job working from home, since that's really the main point. And of course, are the English portion where we need that as well. Why do I focus on those two things in particular? Because just a quick story, myself, before working here, I had no experience at all about with working in property management or anything like that. Just through wanting to learn more and hard work, I think, and it shows that True Work Logistics is a place where you can really grow. I've been here for about a year and a half, and
luckily I was chosen to lead the project of True Work Logistics and finding new talent. Now that just shows that even if you didn't have any skill or any prior training to this, as long as you have that, those two things that I mentioned, the attitude to want to learn, the hard work, the ethics, and the computer skills, you can show triumph in this field.
Well, I couldn't agree with you 100%. That work ethic truly does go a long ways. And I mean, even if you're not in this field of property management, we get you up to speed pretty quickly, don't we?
Yeah, it's a pretty quick learning curve. It's nothing that I feel is out of the world for anyone to learn. And as long as, of course, you have that will. If you don't have the will, well, then anything can be difficult. But we do have a very good training program that was created mainly by Kevin, one of the co-workers there in the office. Mm-hmm. He did a really good job of creating a training course that's really interactive with videos and questions. So you come in learning at least the basics really quickly.
And that's the key right there, is the training. As long as you put the effort into the training piece of it, our remote team members are pretty equipped to, for the most part, be able to handle and step into an organization, a company, and start working rather quickly because they've been trained, would you say?
Yeah, and something that we also like to do, and this is, again, to the VAs that do a great job that we currently have, we like to have the VAs that we send out to other companies, we like them to shadow and kind of see real life experiences of what each department does. So you don't go completely from zero. You have that real world experience from seeing the people that we have who are great at what they do. And you get to see those people that are great at each of their departments and get a little from everybody and learn a little.
That's a good point there, because again, going back to that, tons of moving parts in this business, and you might be working in the maintenance department, but have to work, with the leasing department to, figure out a problem or a solution. And so, so I think that's key, is being able to work in all the different departments and have a better understanding of the overall management company.
Yeah, I think in order to be successful, you have to be multifaceted in this business. And I think everyone that we bring on has that particular skill set to be able to quickly learn something. It's not like other jobs maybe where you just do the same thing every day, right? You just have a specific task to do. I think here, I speak for everyone, we do something different probably every day. At least something changes in the day. It's not to where we're just doing the same thing every single day over and over.
Yeah, which makes it interesting and fun, right?
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate you so much, Christian. You're doing an awesome job leading our remote team. And I just want to thank everyone. Does anybody else have anything last minute words to say?
I think everybody's speechless right now.
Well, again, we appreciate you guys, and thanks everyone for listening in. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Johnny.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.